It would be a long walk. Sister Evangeline prayed. She was in one of the convent bastion's sanctums, kneeling before an icon of her order's patron, the martyred Sister Euthraxes. Silver-armored Celestians surrounded her with ready bolters. Despite their experience and status, the elite battle sisters looked edgy. Father Lumion was conversing with Canoness Ignacia at the back of the small chamber. The Celestians were Ignacia's personal guard. She also wore silver armor, but of a more ornate design. An antique power sword was sheathed at her hip, next to her battle helm. Oil censers and a book of scripture hung from her belt by a pearled rosaria string, whilst the scars of battle mapped the canoness's face like a continent of past glories. Father Lumion looked calm, but the way he worried at his Aquila betrayed his concern.
"We could hide."
Ignacia gave him narrowed eyes.
"In the Chapel of Divine Sanctuary,"
the priest added. The canoness shook her head. The notion of hiding was anathema to her. She wanted to wait. Perhaps with reinforcements from the Space Marines they could break through to the gunships. In a bout of frustration, Father Lumion pointed to where Evangeline was praying before the icon. There was a finger bone of the great martyr herself within its coffin-like confines. Some, the particularly devout, suggested some spirit essence still existed within the calcified remains.
"The relic must be taken from this place. It cannot fall to the enemy. Even now they seek it."
Ignacia was about to admonish him when he held up his hand contritely.
"Our forces dwindle by the minute. Soon there'll be none left, and the ruinous powers will not stall long at our barred gates. The Astartes are on the way, Canoness."
She scowled at this, ever prideful.
"If we hide, it might give us more time. We might..."
The hard clang of Ignacia slamming her fist against the wall stopped Father Lumion mid-plea. Evidently, signing would not convey her meaning accurately enough. Evangeline didn't start at the interruption, though it was loud enough. She stayed calm, channeling an inner peace as taught by the Sister Superior of the Hospitaller. "Anger serves only to promote further anger. Guidance is only found when the mind is still. Serenity breeds truth." Before the canoness could go further, a pair of crusaders from the convent bastion's outer wall arrived at the sanctum's force-shielded doorway. Both had removed their helmets in the presence of their holy mistress. There was news from the battlefront. From their expressions, it wasn't good.